faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world, and came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Yes, fellows and girls, here is an important message for you. A message that comes direct from our fighting Marines in the Solomon Islands. A message echoed by our blue jackets on the high seas, by the boys who wear our Army and Navy wings, by our tank troops in Africa, our commandos in England. In fact, by every man in the American Armed Forces, no matter where he may be. And here's the message. We're going to win this war, they say. We're going to wipe Hitlerism and fascism off the face of this earth. We've taken on the job, and we're going to see it through, but we can't do it alone. We can't do it without the help of every boy and girl and every man and woman back home. Now, of course, we all know what that means. We know the one way we can help those boys fight this war to a victorious finish is to see that they get all the guns and tanks and ships and planes they need. But those things require a lot of money, and that's where you and I come in. We help our government to buy these war materials by lending them our money, by buying all the war stamps we possibly can as often as we can. Why, right at this moment, probably, there's a detachment of American commandos carrying through a raid on occupied France. And they're equipped with guns and tanks and protected by planes and ships that you helped to buy. That is, if you've been buying war-saving stamps regularly. So let's make a promise to ourselves right now. Let's promise to buy war-saving stamps regularly as often as we can. Tell Mother and Dad about it, and see if you can't get them to give you a dime a day for a war stamp, or even a dime every other day. Now remember that every dime is important, because 10 cents will buy 5.45 caliber bullets to be used by our soldiers, sailors, and marines. 5 dimes will buy enough fuel oil to take an American destroyer 1 full mile closer to its objective. And a dime a day from all the fellows and girls in the United States will buy enough fast pursuit planes to blast Hitler's Luftwaffe out of the sky. So start right now to do your share to help win this war. Remember, every time you've got a dime, buy a war-saving stamp. And now, the adventures of Superman.
Superman, in his disguise as Clark Kent, Lois Lane, star girl reporter, and Jimmy Olsen, copy boy and Clark's close friend, were on their way to England on the Atlantic Clipper when they were attacked by a Nazi fighter plane. Superman wrecked the fighter plane and then went in search of the submarine from which it had come. Meanwhile, unknown to Superman, the flying boat had been forced to make a crash landing in a rough sea. As our last episode ended, all the passengers had gathered on the wing of the flying boat and were offering up a prayer for deliverance as the ship sank lower and lower. As we join them now, the prayer is finished, and the passengers huddle on the wing of the sinking plane, waiting for the end that must surely come. Listen.
Captain Mott, sir.
Yes?
How much longer do you think before we... Well, you know.
A few minutes at most. Ready for it, are you?
Oh, yes. The passengers that get me, poor devils huddled together there on the wing, look so cold and miserable and scared to death.
I dare say they are.
Yeah.
Nothing to be done about it, though. That newspaper fellow, Clark Kent, pretty lucky after all.
Yeah, trapped in the cabin when we struck, wasn't he?
Yes. He's well out of it.
Sir, Captain March, what's
we're settling lower.
We moved the passengers. Do you think it might help?
Much to good. Just prolong the agony.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Another minute, you hear? I can't stand it. I can't.
My son, you must have faith.
I can't stand it. It's waiting. Let's go down. Let's drown. But this waiting, this everlasting waiting.
You must be calm, my son. We have offered up a prayer. We have made our peace.
Yes, I know, but I've got a wife and child waiting for me in London, waiting for me at Hendon Field. I should be there now.
Should be calm.
But I tell you, Reverend,
I tell you, you must be.
Very well. I'll try.
I admire you, Reverend. You have a way of calming people.
Thank you, Miss Lane. How is your young friend doing?
Oh, Jimmy, he's fast asleep. Exhaustion, I think. He had no sleep at all last night, and what with the excitement of this crash and this exposure to the elements.
Let us hope he doesn't waken before the end.
Yes. Is it soon, do you think?
I can't tell myself. Captain Marsh. Very soon. Hear that water bubbling?
Yes.
That means we're settling lower and lower. Another few minutes.
If only we could have gotten a life raft out of the life belt.
That was impossible after we crashed. Captain.
Yes, Reverend?
Look there in the sky.
Huh?
Is that a... Can that possibly be a plane?
What?
Great Joe! It is a plane!
A plane! Then we'll be saved! We'll be saved!
Not so fast, Miss Lane. It's twilight, almost dark. These waves are pretty high. We may not be seen.
Savage, Henderson, all of you, open your chest. Start waving them in. Keep them flying. We've got to attract attention if we can.
Yes. Peculiar looking plane. Now that it's coming closer, keep waving those shirts, men. What did you say, Reverend?
I said it's a peculiar looking plane. Not like any I've ever seen before.
By George, you're right. The outlines are entirely different from anything I've ever seen. You there.
Yes, sir.
What do you make of that plane?
I've been watching it, sir. It looks strange, and I don't hear any motors.
Doesn't much matter, I'd say. We'll be in Davy Jones' locker in another minute.
You're right. We're settling fast.
The wing is underwater. Look. We're almost ankle deep.
Courage, Miss Lane. Courage. All of you, listen to me.
Quiet.
Listen to me, do you hear?
Quiet, please.
We've a fair chance. If that plane sees us, we may be saved. If it doesn't, we'll go under. But whatever happens, I want you all.
That's no plane.
What? Don't be a fool. Savage, we're just going to...
Great Joe. He's right. That isn't a plane.
It looks more like a... Like a man.
It is a man. It is a man.
Huh?
It's Superman. With Clark, can't you see? The red cloak flying in the wind. The blue suit. It's Superman, I tell you. It's Superman.
Superman. A modern miracle indeed.
It's the story. It's crazy talk.
I can't believe it. It's impossible. I can't be. Yes. Look out, look out. He's going to land on the wing. Clear his face, then. Clear his face. Well, it looks as though I've arrived in the nick of time.
I don't know who you are, sir, but I might say you are given to understatement.
If you can do the things I've heard you can do...
Oh, he can. He can. He's wonderful.
If you can do those things, maybe you can save us all.
I think I can. There isn't much time. You're almost submerged now. I'm going to lift the ship out of the water, and you can all climb inside again.
Wait a minute, man, or Superman, whatever you call yourself. This flying boat weighs 50 tons without the weight of 30 passengers. You couldn't possibly...
Leave that to me. Once you're inside, I'll fly the plane to England instead of Lisbon. Most of you are going to England.
But you can't do it. You can't...
Listen to me. I'm going to dive under this plane. I'm going to lift it into the air. I am then going to fly with it, carrying it on my back to Hendon Airdrome in England. Now, all of you, hear me. Get back inside the plane the moment I lift it out of the water.
But you can't do it. It's impossible.
Just... He's dived over the side. He disappeared beneath the waves. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
I can't understand it. It's not possible. It's fantastic. Yet if he can fly through the air as he just did, if he can do that, maybe...
You're right. We're being lifted into the air.
By Jove, you're right. Into the ship, everyone. Into the ship. Here comes the plane.
Take the nearest. You there. Hurry up. Move fast. Careful. Don't let the water. Into the plane.
All right.
We're lifting out of the water. Great heavens, we're in the air.
We're clear of the water. We're moving through the air. He's doing it. By heaven, he's actually doing it.
We're saved.
Yes. Saved by Superman.
Carrying the entire weight of the mammoth flying boat, Superman heads for England. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, a familiar figure enters Hans Müller's bookshop.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
Have you a copy of Mein Kampf in German?
What books we have not got in this shop, sir. I find myself we can secure for you. However, I think I have a copy of what you wish in the back. You can step this way.
Certainly. Sudden emergent business has come up, Müller. I received a message from Dr. Goebbels. You and I to leave for England at once.
From England?
Through the usual channels, yes.
But am I to go? I thought my work was here in the United States.
You must go because you are the only one who can control the tiny men. And the tiny men will be needed, I am told, for this job.
The tiny men. Always the tiny men. I wish to heaven I had never invented them. I never brought them into existence.
But you have, Müller, and they are of inestimable value. The tiny men are needed urgently in London.
Dr. White, I beg you, please, please, not the tiny men. How many have been driven insane? How many have died of shock from the mere sight of the tiny men?
Come, Müller, come. Certainly you are not going soft on me.
Oh, I do not know. I do not know. I sometimes wonder how much more I can take. How much...
If you wonder, then listen to what I say. Your wife and three children, Müller, are still in Berlin. They are guarded constantly by the Gestapo. A word from me to Dr. Goebbels. One word, Müller. Your wife and your children will undergo unpleasant experiences such as only the Gestapo can arrange.
No, no.
And you will know about it. Pictures will be taken and you will look upon them. Do you want that, Müller?
No, no.
Do you?
No. All right, I will do whatever you say.
Of course you will, Müller. Oh, I understand how it is, friend. It is hard sometimes to do the things we must do.
But we must remember it is for the Führer, your Führer and mine, who has promised to make us the conquerors of the world. But only, mark you, Muller, if we have the courage to be merciless.
Yeah, of course.
A plane will be waiting for us at the usual place. We shall be in England tomorrow morning. I'll meet you at midnight, and remember, bring with you the tiny men.
The tiny men? Yeah.
There goes. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. The tiny men. The horrible, vicious tiny men. I must use them once more. Oh, blast Hitler. Blast Hitler in the kingdom.
Superman or not, carrying this 50-ton flying boat is no cinch. Thank heaven I'm over England at last. That must be Cornwall below, London to the north. Hendon Airdrome just beyond that. I'll certainly be more than glad to land this plane and her passengers safely. Especially Lois and Jimmy. Well, we're almost over London now. Hardly see the city blacked out the way it is. There's St. Paul's, though. Never seen it before, but I can tell by that round dome. There are the Houses of Parliament. Big Ben. Certainly sounds exciting. Never been in England before. This is going to be a real experience. Hello. Searchlights. Searchlights combing the sky. By heaven, I believe they're trying to pick us out. They are. They've found us. Those searchlights are full on us. I wonder if they... Great Scott. The anti-aircraft has started. They think this is an enemy plane. Got us caught reaching with their searchlights, and that ACAC fire is coming closer and closer. This calls for fast thinking, and the faster I think, the better. Up!
Yes, Superman, think fast. Winging over London with a 50-ton flying boat and her passengers on his back, Superman and his burden are mistaken for an enemy plane. What will he do to get himself and his friends out of this situation? Be sure to listen to the next thrilling episode. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
Fellas and girls, don't ever get the idea there's nothing you can do to help win this war. Of course, we can't all be members of Uncle Sam's armed forces because some of us are too young or too old. But that doesn't mean we can't get into this fight, no, sir. Because there is one big important thing we can do. We've got to see that our fighters are supplied with all the bullets and guns and the tanks and the ships and the planes they need to wipe Hitlerism and fascism off the face of the earth. Now, how do we do that? Well, by buying all the war-saving stamps and bonds we possibly can. Because every time we do, we lend our government money with which to finance our fight. So remember, talk with Mother and Dad tonight about giving you an extra dime every day or every other day for war-saving stamps. And buy extra stamps from your regular weekly allowance, too. Talk about it with all your friends. Get them to make a pledge with you to buy war-saving stamps regularly.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look! Up in the sky!
Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is written and directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.